The minhag today is not to do a pidyon haben on Shabbos. Although perhaps that wasn't always the minhag, some claim it was the Trumas Hadeshen who started that minhag, but before him, the minhag was to do it on Shabbos. And the Maharshal said to do it on Shabbos. How can you do pidyon haben on Shabbos? Don't you have to give the coins? No, you could always use shava kesef and things which are in muksa. You could use a sfarim, a becher, your food, whatever needs to be done. So the Maharshal suggests, so maybe you'll assume it's also dome to mecha kumemcha, maybe we'll concern about an isur ksiva, gzeir you might come to write. So he suggests, still do it on Shabbos. However, do the ma'isa kinyan, give the money to the kohen al tanai, that when it's man for the pidyon haben, it will be chal. That's what he suggests. The Trumas Hadeshen didn't like it, but he says you can end up losing the bracha, because you can't make the bracha before, because you make the bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah, and you can't make the bracha on day 31, because nothing's happening. So that point is a point of contention. That seems to be, many say that you only can make a bracha on a ma'isa mitzvah. However, it seems to be two days in Tosfos regarding whether you have to blow out, if you have candles going on Erev Shabbos, do I definitely have to blow them out in light, or could I keep them lit? So do you need a ma'isa hadlaka or not? But either way, there's a Shulchan Aruch brings down, and that's the famous Rav Chaim, that if and others, Acharonim, if I put on someone else's mezuzah, so even though it's their mitzvah, I make the bracha because it's the ma'isa mitzvah. That could explain Sfiras HaOmer, even if you hold it's one mitzvah, if you make the bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah, you can make one every night, even if you hold it's two mitzvahs of tefillin, so that's a discussion. However, not everyone agrees to that, because we see in the Shulchan Aruch, it brings down, let's say someone forgot to light, and it's already Ben HaShemashos on Shabbos, it's twilight, so it's usher to light candles to turn on a light on twilight, after twilight on Shabbos, because maybe it's Shabbos. So however, so the Shulchan Aruch brings down, however, B'makom mitzvah, one is permitted to ask a Gentile, because angels, during Ben HaShemashos, we weren't going to their Shavuos. So the Mechaber brings down, one could ask a Gentile to do Malacha with Tzarech Mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham writes over there that not only can the guy light the candle, even though we say ein shlichus va'akam, but still the Magen Avraham writes that one can make a bracha as well. It could be the Magen Avraham with Shitasin who holds also, you walk into a house that has a mezuzah, you make a bracha about a minute in a house that has a mezuzah. So that seems to be the issue here. So according to the Magen Avraham, it seems to be that you could make a bracha even though there's no ma'isa. Obviously, there is a ma'isa. It's not you; it's a non-Jew. In fact, maybe that's what maybe that was the Maharshal's, or even if not him, that if you go with the Magen Avraham, then maybe it wouldn't be a problem to make a bracha later. You know, the difference is over here, and you're making the bracha. You wait for the mitzvah to happen, and you can make the bracha. So therefore, that could be part of the issue in terms of whether you can make a bracha on a ma'isa mitzvah. It comes up now as well, especially with early Shabbos. Also, if people, the shuls daven mincha before plag, you want to plag a mincha minyan. So it's a big discussion. Let's say someone's home alone, or they're writing, the wife's out of town, they don't have a wife, they don't have someone lighting for them at home, so you go to mincha, so Could you light candles before plag mincha? So, because Pashas, the mitzvah begins, Hadlakas Ner begins at plag mincha. So, over here, you know, the question if you want to compare it to When a non-Jew turns on a light ben hashmashos, the turning on the light in the metzias wise after plaga mincha, but there's no, it's not considered a maisa. It's not considered the maisa of a guy, so it's like it's happening by itself. So what about someone lit candles before? And he lit candles before, and he wants to make the bracha later, or perhaps you could get a Jew, because that's the way we paskin. You're allowed to tell another Jew to do malacha for you, if they didn't accept Shabbos yet. So if another Jew lights candles, that is a maisa. So therefore, maybe that would be better. It's a big shiloh today as well. We have what about automatic lights? So what happens if you have the lights go on in terms of a bracha? That's a whole major issue on this issue of the bracha is only on a maisa mitzvah, what's considered a maisa, and that's just the whole debate here, the marshal and the trumas adeshen, about not doing pidyon haben on Shabbos, according to the trumas adeshen. Maybe the Maharsha, others assume you can make a bracha, but the Trumas Hadeshen is assuming you can. And therefore, it's a big chiddush, as he points out, because even though that's the Zman HaMitzvah, he says, better to push off the Zman HaMitzvah so you can make a bracha. He also says that, I think, regarding the Suda is a problem, because we have the Suda Zecher, the Nais that happened with the Makos Bechoros. So therefore, it's not Nicker. Also, if you have it on Shabbos, you know, you're not giving the money at a pidyon haben. So therefore, and it's actually the Trumas Hadeshen L'shitaso by Kiddush Lavana about waiting to Saturday night when you have the big day Shabbos. So that's that is part of the issue as well. And then in terms of this parenthetically, that's what they point out. That's what some say. The pidyon haben should be done during the day, not at night, because it's zecher to the way it was given, zecher to the way it happened, that he says that the firstborn Egyptians passed away during the day. That's when they died from Makos Bechoros. If they died from Makos Bechoros, then, so therefore, that's what we should have them during the day. But what do you mean? Don't we say we know Makos Bechoros happened at night? So what do you mean? It happened during the day? So interesting, they point out in the davening. So by Shacharis, actually, the language is by the Birkas Kriyashma, it says, when we say in the morning, we talk about that the firstborns were killed. And a mayor of a night, and we have in the Birkas Kriya Shema, after Shema, it has the Russian of Amaka. Amaka be'evroso kol b'chayim mitzrayim. So we see, it's an allusion to that, we see that they actually died during the day, so therefore that's why some claim as to why the minig is not to do it at night. Mekra Adin, really you can do it at night. There's some practical reasons, maybe you end up doing it too early because of some other shita, it's about 29 days and you have to add 12 hours and change. But that's the reason Zecher, what happened with Makos Bechoros, and therefore the meaning is to do pidyon haben during the day.